right, it's time for the property pulse here at 96.7 TSAFM. Every single Wednesday, we either talk with a mortgage broker or a realtor. And today, we're talking with Lisa DiBernardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC. You can check her out at vtmortgage.com. And Lisa can help you make qualifying for a mortgage easier, or you need a mortgage or buying a home or refinance. Lisa can help you. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I love these property pulls. We're going to give some information to people. And tell me what you got going on today.
I love this. I'm glad to be back, Tom. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Got it.
So today I wanted to talk more about some examples of how people that I've worked with and how it's helped them. So helping people is, I think, the paramount of my business, right? When someone's buying a home, I'm helping them achieve what I still believe is the American dream, and that is buying a home. And if they're refinancing, I maybe wrote their purchase mortgage earlier, maybe not, but I'm helping them save money. So helping people is the thing I like the best.
That's the best.
My industry.
And the helping people business.
Helping people business.
Yes.
Absolutely. And so overall, you know, I want to refer back to Jackie Murano with Southern Vermont Realty Group, who's on the alternate Wednesdays, and I'm not on the Property Pulse. And just echoing a bit about what Jackie said is that inventory is increasing, so there are more homes coming on the market, which is allowing people who are shopping for a home perhaps a little more, you know, a little more to choose from. You know, again, people who are looking for a home or looking to sell a home. And what I do is I help people find the best loan solution for that purchase. Over the weekend, I had some people call me who were previously pre-approved with another lender. And they heard one of our segments and they thought, you know, let me check in and see where things are, because I'm always encouraging people to do that.
Yes.
If they're pre-approved with me, I tell them if their purchasing power has changed or if there's anything we can do with their personal situation to become more eligible for better terms, you know, which means better rates or a different loan amount, higher purchase price, any of those things, because they change, you know, the market changes, rates change. For this particular family, due to changes in the current rate environment, as well as a tool I have that I'm able to help people increase their credit score.
Okay.
So I was able to do two things. I looked at their numbers again. I looked at the current market in real time to find out where rates would be for them specifically. I was able to boost their credit score. And now they have more buying power.
That's wonderful.
Meaning they've increased their purchase price ability, they've increased their loan amount ability, and this is all staying within their budget, because I have to be sensitive to that as well.
Absolutely.
I want to keep people within their budget. My goal is to help them buy this home and succeed as homeowners. So that was really very rewarding, and you know, they were very happy with that as well.
Right, you're helping people.
Helping people.
Yeah.
That's the thing I love to do.
Right.
So whether if, even if someone has a pre-approval that I have not been the person to do that, I encourage them to contact me and let me look at numbers again. Let me see if there's a way I can boost what they qualify for.
Yeah.
Or offer a different program. I'm always looking at what is the best program for the particular client's situation. Another thing that's happening right now, Tom, is refinancing. So rates have, you know, rates are all over the place. It's a very volatile time.
Right.
This last week, mortgage rates were ticking downward. And that, of course, is a nice trend we all like to see.
Yeah.
I stay in touch with my previous clients. I reached out to these folks again because I had spoken to them about 2 months ago. They were on the fence about refinancing. I wrote their purchase mortgage. They bought their home right around 11 months ago. And what I learned from this few minutes of us talking, I looked at their current mortgage statement. I'm able to save them about $600 a month if they refinance right now.
Wow.
That's in their mortgage payment. That's every single month. They were pausing because they felt like they needed to wait until rates reduced further.
That's not the case though, huh?
Something about that, Tom, is this. We don't know if rates will go down further. They may not. There's no guarantee.
Right.
my point is, you can save $600 a month right now.
Yeah.
Act now, because if rates go down again, we'll refinance again.
I see.
You can refinance, and you can refinance again and again and again.
That was my question to you, and you answered me without even asking you.
There's no limit.
Really, there isn't.
There isn't.
You can refinance as much as you want.
You can refinance as much as you want. And the cost to refinance is lower than a purchase, because there's, you know, costs associated with a purchase that are not required at the time you refinance. The other tool that I have available is to allow people to waive the escrow requirement. And what that means is this. So lenders will default to having taxes and insurance for the home included in the mortgage payment, which is very convenient for homeowners, because they're making that one payment and the lender is the one to keep track of paying the insurance company and the town for the taxes. But the lenders I work with, we allow people to have the choice. I do have people who say, I would prefer to make my own tax payments and my own insurance payments. Budget that on my own. That does actually save money at the closing table when people opt to waive the escrow.
Okay.
The reason being is that there are what's called escrow reserves. So some extra money is taken at the closing table to make sure those accounts have the sufficient funds to make those payments when they're due.
Got you.
It reduces the closing costs. That's essential, especially if someone's refinancing multiple times. That way their closing costs are very minimal. We're keeping that escrow portion out of that.
Right.
So they can finance a smaller amount.
I see.
They can finance an amount that would include their closing costs, but we can keep their new mortgage down as much as possible, and then, you know, saving them more money out of the gate. So that's my goal. Save money on a purchase, save money on a refinance, always saving money from my clients.
Okay. That sounds great, Lisa. What an awesome info you had today.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it. So how does someone get a hold of you?
VTmortgage.com.
VTmortgage.com. That's simple and easy.
That is simple.
I say that every week because it is.
It is. VTmortgage.com.
All right. So when they call you, they'll just set up an appointment pretty much?
Absolutely. We often just talk on the phone to start.
Okay.
And then we take it from there depending on their needs are. We can meet in person. We can meet over the phone, have conversations, email things back and forth.
Okay. That sounds good. So if you guys are on the fence, you want to refinance or whatever you want to talk about, just Lisa is the woman to call at VTmortgage.com. You can check her out at VTmortgage.com.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for coming on the Property Pulse.
My pleasure.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks.
All right. Take care now.
Bye.
There goes Lisa DiMonardo from Vermont Mortgage Group, LLC, is part of the Property Pulse right here on 96.7 TSAFM. Good morning.